You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. And welcoming church members all across America and around the world. Good to have you joining Gene and I and all of the other believers and church members who are joining together via radio, Breakout Radio Church. We are a translocal church called to minister the gospel to believers across America and around the world. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And that's what we're doing every Sunday. And then, of course, it's our services are replayed every day, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. most every day. Good to have you at church today. Dale and Gene Gentry here from our ministry center in Austin, Texas, on a beautiful Sunday morning in November.
Good morning, Breakout family. So happy to have you joining us today. We're so thankful and grateful for you. It's going to be a great day at Breakout Radio Church.
Yeah, we are on this Thanksgiving weekend. We had a wonderful time with our family this weekend, and I trust that you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, giving thanks. And we're thankful today, aren't we, Gene?
Yes, we're very thankful for the blessings of God.
God is a good God, gives us daily bread and monthly fruit, and
yes,
we are so very, very thankful. And, of course, some of you are traveling today. Some of you are in the air, on a train, on a plane, in your automobile, wherever you may be, waiting in an airport. There's something about radio church. You can put your earbuds in, and you can listen if you're walking down the street, getting ready to get on an elevator, wherever you may be today. You may be in the mountains, you may be in the valley, wherever you may be. We're so thankful to have you as a part of our church service here on this Sunday in November. I guess that's the last Sunday of November, isn't it?
It is.
Wow, December's coming. And welcome to Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I love y'all very much. We're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord to minister to in this service today. Ask the Holy Ghost to anoint me to preach. I have this sermon burning in my heart. I've been working on it now for a few days, and believe that God has something that I've to share, that I've dug out, and going to deliver to you in just a few moments. And so we're going to pray, and then we're going to have some praise and worship. My friend Dennis Jernigan lead us in a praise song. And so, Father, Gene and I just come boldly into your presence here at Breakout Radio Church on this beautiful Sunday morning in November. We pray the will of God be done here at Breakout Radio Church. So very, very thankful. Lord, I want to thank you on this Thanksgiving weekend for my family, for my friends, for Breakout the Radio Church members. I want to thank you for my wife who has gone with me all of these years. I was telling her this morning, Lord, how much I appreciated her these 52 years of preaching the gospel. Thankful for my wife. There's nothing that two people can't do when they're working together. Give us a wonderful service. Anoint our ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Okay, my friend Dennis Jernigan, my longtime friend, is coming to lead us in some praise and worship, and I want us just to exalt him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up holy hands if you can to a holy God.
The Lord reigns. He is a mighty God. The Lord God. Mighty God, the Lord God reigns.
When the children of Israel came to the brink, he led them through, letting died and he rose again. And I've been rejoicing since he took my blame. I thank you, Jesus, praise your name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord God Almighty. Lord, we are so very, very thankful today for all of your blessings. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Great you are. We praise you and honor you and magnify you today. Hallelujah. We glorify you, God. You're an awesome God, mighty God, wonderful God. Magnificent God, and we praise you and honor you and bless you. Come and bless the Lord with me, church. Let us exalt his name together, for God is such a good God, awesome God. And we bless you, Lord, on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. God, we love you today. We honor you today. You are a faithful God. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, magnify the Lord, worship the Lord today. Hallelujah. Lord, we honor you. May you be exalted. May you be high and lifted up. Here at Breakout Radio Church, may we decrease, but may you increase today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you and love you and honor you and magnify you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you today. We love you, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. Have your own will and way today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, oh, it's good to be in church today. And before I preach today, our daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, she's going to come and she's going to receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings, tithes and contributions. Give you an opportunity to give today. Ruth is works with us full time here at Breakout Ministries, and a wonderful young lady, and she's also manager of bpnradio.com, and of course Breakout Radio Church gives oversight to several ministries. And so Ruth's going to come and give you an opportunity to give today.
Well, good morning, Breakout Church. I actually wanted to share just a quick little family story as I'm talking to you today about tithe and offering. And I wanted to share something, and I found this so interesting this week as I was out with my family shopping. We did do the Black Friday thing, and we were looking for these deals. And so on Friday, as my mother and my sister and my niece, we entered the first store. People were just everywhere, and it was packed, and there was a line to, we went straight to the shoe department. So needless to say, there was a line to look for a shoe. There was a line to get the shoe to try on. There was a line to wait and sit down and try on the shoe, and you're getting the picture, right? And if any of you guys were out there with all those crazy people. And so we just, we're having a good, our family was having a good time. I thought we were having a good time. And so we did accomplish a deal, and we ended up getting in the line to pay. And as we were waiting to pay, I just personally noticed everybody was just rushing around, and they were kind of gripey, and they weren't very kind to each other. And so anyway, we just continued to stand and wait. And got there, and as I was the last in our family group to pay, and the sales associate said, "I just want to say how much waiting on your family today has meant. It has just been such a blessing, and it's just given me so much joy." And I looked at that, and I said, "Well, thank you." And so she said, "No, seriously." She said, "People have been fighting and complaining and just been so unkind. So thank you." And she goes, "I'm just," and she was smiling, and so it really blessed me. But then, as I actually did, you know, walk, and you know, we were just going to make it a good time, you know, and just have a good time together, because for us it was about being together. And if we got a deal, then we were like, yay. But needless to say, as I walked out, I started really thinking about that, and it just kind of brought me a sadness that we were having a good time, but I kind of looked around, and it was true. People were honking in the parking lot. Craziness was everywhere, and it was all about the deal. And I just began to think, man, they could have just completely changed their experience by one simple act, and it's in the Bible, and we share it all the time. But sometimes we don't walk through what we learn, and so it's just reap what you sow. And so that day we chose, we were going to sow kindness, and we were going to be happy, and we were just going to do, you know, what kind of like what we thought we were supposed to do. But I just thought, wow, they could have just, or we thought we had a really good day. I thought they could have just changed their day with that. And so the act of reaping what you sow. So if you sow kindness, you reap kindness. If you change your attitude, others will change their attitude. But it goes so much deeper than that. And during the holiday season, I just believe that we, in just general, most of us, probably all of us, we are so much more blessed than what sometimes we can get caught up and think we are. So I just want to remind you and encourage you that particularly through this holiday season, you are so blessed. And don't get caught up in what the world expects you to do, buying possibly lavish gifts or doing more than you can do. Do what God is telling you to do. And remember to keep the focus as Jesus is the real reason. It's not just a little saying that's out there. It's so true. So just keep the focus. And I just encourage you to do that. And so as I was mentioning on my little family story, that all these people were out there looking for the best deal of the day. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, we were looking for it too. But, you know, when we got it, we were just happy and excited. But here's the deal that I want to remind you of. The best deal, the very best deal that you can receive is always putting God first. And this includes in your finances. And the Bible clearly tells us you reap what you sow. And I've mentioned this. It clearly reads we are to give a tithe. It's not really an option. And it makes me sad for all of those that are really, truly robbing God. And a tithe is 10%. Now think about this deal from God. I'm pretty sure someone listening to me today has prayed very hard, or prayed for a new job, or prayed for a job, or prayed for that promotion. And where did that come from? Well, it came from your Heavenly Father. Your prayers were answered. He did His part. He gave you that prayer, that request. And we at BPN Radio are praying with you, and we are standing with you, and we are partnering with you. And so that promotion came from our Heavenly Father. And so He is asking back. What is He asking? He's asking us, honor Me. Give back to Me. And it's a tenth. It's such a small amount when you think about this. He is asking, honor Me with your tithe and offering. And I would consider, this is personal, these are just my personal thoughts today for you, but I would consider a tenth, and you keep 90%. Now that's a better deal than any Cyber Monday deal you're going to get. That's a better deal than any Black Friday deal you got. No, seriously. I mean, God is just asking, just honor Him back with your tithe and offering. So I just want to encourage you just to keep that focus, because we can get so caught up between now and the end of the year, and really all year, of not remembering what our Word says, what our life book, life lessons, the Bible, it says, reap what you sow, and honor Me with the first tenth. So I just encourage you, not only at the holidays, but all year, keep God first in all you do, and you will be that light. On Friday, we didn't even go in there purposed in our heart, you know, be a light to the sales associate. But I will say that I really walked out of there believing that we were a light for her that day. and that so many people need to see you be in the light of Jesus. So I just encourage you today and every day, keep God first in all you do, including your finances. And what a deal, right? I mean, to me, that is the best deal. I'm getting back 90%. I don't know of a deal like that. So that's a pretty good return on your investment. So pray about what God would have you do today. Pray about what God would have you give to Breakout Ministries today. Your contributions, your offering, your donations, they are all tax deductible. And so, you know, it's, again, what a deal. You actually get a tax credit. So it's such a good thing, and you feel so good when you give. And so, and we could not do what we do at bpnradio.com without you. And we do believe, we do know, and through the testimonies we receive in, we are making a difference through prayer, through the ministry, and but it's only happening because of partners like you. So I just want to encourage you today that whatever God places on your heart, a small offering, because that's all you can do, a very generous offering, because that's what God is telling you to do. The amount does not matter. It's obeying the Holy Spirit. It's obeying God and giving your best and putting Him first. So thank you. Thank you for giving today. And how you can give today is you can go to our bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com website. Go to the donate page and follow the prompts. Or you can mail a check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78737. That information is also on the donate page if you didn't have a pen right now to write that information down real quick. So you can go to bpnradio.com and go to the donate page, and it will have that mailing address and the, or follow the prompts and pay online. Thank you. Thank you so much for partnering with us. I truly, from my heart, say we could not do it without you. So God bless you today. God bless you through this amazing holiday season that we are so thankful to be a part of and be a light for Jesus. Thank you for giving to Breakout Ministries. And most of all, thank you for partnering with us and changing the world through bpnradio.com. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Gentry. So very, very thankful for you and all the years that you've worked with Gene and I. You're a blessing. So thankful for our family. We're so blessed. And God bless you as you give today through your PayPal. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. You can write a check. We're so very, very thankful for your giving. God bless you as you take a few moments. Remember that this ministry is supported by your faithful tithes and giving. You know, this is not a sideline for Gene and I. We are here on Sundays to preach. We used to be going out almost every Sunday for 30 years, but here we are preaching and giving oversight. Of course, Breakout Radio Church gives oversight to bpnradio.com, to Breakout Prayer Network. And, wow, we're doing a good work. We won't come down off the wall. We're doing a good work. God bless you as you give today. Thank you, Lord, for our faithful tithers, faithful givers, Breakout Radio Church. And Gene and I, of course, we've proven God all these years by giving, and He's faithful as we've given our tithes and our offerings all of these years. And we thank you for your faithful, faithful support. Well, I'm going to read today from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 22. I was reading my Bible late the other night, and my eyes fell on this chapter. I could not get away from it, and so I'm going to preach a little while today from 1 Chronicles chapter number 22, and this is what it says in the Amplified Bible. So David, 1 Chronicles 22, so David gave orders to gather the foreigners who were in the land of Israel, and he assigned stonecutters to hewn out stones to build the house of God. David prepared large quantities of iron to make nails for the doors of the gates and for the clamps, trusses, and more bronze than could be weighed. I know it kind of starts out a little boring, but it really starts getting good. He prepared cedar trees beyond number for the Sidonians and Tyrians, brought large quantities of cedar timber to David. And David said, "Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house that is to be built for the Lord shall be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and an object of glory and splendor throughout all lands of the earth, throughout all the lands. So when he said about the house of the Lord, evidently it was just not talking. I know he built a house in one principal geographical location, but he said this house is going to be throughout all the lands. It's my house, my house. He said, now we'll make preparations for it. Therefore, David made ample preparations before his death. What did he make ample preparations for? For his son Solomon and all that would come after him, or all those that would help him in building the house. And so, you know, he said to Solomon, my son, I intended to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. I intended, but the word of the Lord came to me and saying, you have shed much blood and have waged great war. You shall not build a house for my name, because you have shed so much blood on the earth before me. Behold, a son will be born to you, be a man of peace. I will give him rest from all of his enemies on every side, for his name shall be Solomon. I will give him peace and quiet to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for the Lord. He shall build me a house. And he shall be my son. I will be his father. And so David commanded all the leaders of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, is not the Lord your God with you? And he commanded all of those that were part of his life, part of his ministry, to help build the house. Now, I know that we're a different kind of church. We're not a local church. We're a translocal church. We're a different kind of church. We call it Breakout Church because that's the word that the Lord gave to me after leading prayer at the White House in 1996 to start a ministry called Breakout Ministry. And David said in Psalms 18, he said, I can run through a troop. That's a breakthrough. And he said, then I'll leap over a wall. That is a breakout. When you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in, build buildings you never built, start ministries you never started, prophesy words you've never given, start business you never started. And in other words, once you get over the wall, you go into a breakout arena where that is a land of all things are possible and nothing is impossible. It's called the fourth dimension, seeing out into a land where we can do whatever God says we can do. We can have whatever God says we can have. We can start whatever God says we can start. We can finish whatever God says we can finish. We can build whatever God says we can build. We can do all things. And we started a breakout radio church in order to preach the gospel to people that did not have a church or did not have a pastor, not to try to take the place of a local church and a local pastor. We believe in that. Gene and I have a local church in Austin, Texas, with the local pastors, Bill and Sue Hart. And we have a local church, so we're not trying to replace the local church, but we are becoming a church that is reaching out to people that may not have a church, may not have a pastor, may not be able to attend the church, may be confined, I don't know, may be traveling, may be working on Sunday, I don't know, I don't have a full explanation, but we are a church not just to feed the people, not just to feed the sheep on Sunday, but we are a church that is to proclaim the gospel throughout the whole earth. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So we are a preaching station. Not only am I called to be a preacher, which I've been doing for 52 years, but Gene and I are calling other people to preach the gospel. And if you do not preach the gospel, or you can't preach the gospel, or you're not called to preach the gospel, let's help others go into all the world and preach the gospel. We are a church that is called to help the gospel go throughout all the earth and all the nations of the world. Hallelujah. We are a preaching station. And the Lord has just told me that we are to prepare Breakout Radio Church. We are to prepare preachers who will go out. Those that will go to preach and those that we are to help. If we're not to preach, we're to help those who will preach. We are to spread the gospel of Jesus into all the world. This is the commandment. And so we more than just one that you hear a sermon every Sunday, or have a pastor called Dale Gentry that you can call and that is praying for you. Gene and I, I have the names of all of our members, and I'm holding your names in my hand, and I call your names in prayer. We've been calling names today because we know that we have members all across America and the different nations of the world. And the Holy Spirit has told me that the time, it's the 11th hour. And what we do, we must do quickly. What we need is to have preaching. I am preaching today in nations of the world. For so many years, I just preached in one local church and then another local church. But now I'm not only preaching, but I'm preparing those of you that have a call to God. In fact, I'm going to give a call this morning. I'm going to give a call this morning for those of you that are called to preach, or I'm going to give a call for God to call some preachers. There is a dearth in the land. Do you know that 1,500 ministers are leaving the ministry every month in America? Thousands of men and women are leaving the ministry, many of them discouraged, despondent. People are becoming more difficult to respond to the gospel, and for one reason or another. Sometimes I had Richard Roberts on my program a few months ago, son of Oral Roberts, and he said there are some people leaving the ministry because they were never called to preach. They thought it was some type of glamorous thing. They were a wannabe, and I do believe there are those kind of people out there, but I also believe that there are people that are turning aside because they're becoming very discouraged, very despondent, and they're ready to quit, or they have quit. And we at Breakout Radio Church, we want to encourage those that have already been called to minister. You know, we have pastors that are members of Breakout Radio Church, because every pastor, I believe, needs a pastor. So I'm a pastor not only to business people and then those in the marketplace, or those in the job corps, but I'm a pastor. Gene and I are pastors to a lot of pastors across America who need a pastor. In Jesus' name. And so today there are those that need a pastor. They need someone. But we're called not just to be a pastor to pastors and to church people, but we are called to encourage pastors. We are called as a church to supplement all of these thousands of men and women that are leaving the ministry. There is a shortage of preachers. And the first call that Jesus had, he said he was going to go and preach. His primary call was to preach. John the Baptist opens up the New Testament in Matthew chapter 3, 400 years of silence. And he said, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. He came preaching. And Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And so we are a church that is sending preachers across America into all the world to preach. We are calling for preachers. There is a shortage of preachers. And so David was going to build a house for the Lord, but he said, no, I want you to build a house for your son. Gene and I have a lot of spiritual sons and daughters, I believe, that are going to build the house of the Lord. He was not talking about just one local house. He was talking about the house, the church. We are the church. We are the church. And so David said, I'm going to help my son. I'm going to help others preach the gospel. And we today at Breakout Radio Church, if you are called to preach, we're going to help you. And if you are not called yet, but you have this stirring in your heart, then we are going to help you. And so David, he gave up. He gave a sermon like I'm giving today about preaching. He said, now my son, may the Lord be with you and prosper you as you do what he told you to do and build the temple of the Lord, and build the house of the Lord. And may the Lord give you the good judgment to follow all his laws when he makes you king of Israel. And you know, Solomon was chosen king of Israel, but he was not known as the king. He was known as the preacher. He was known as the preacher. Solomon kept saying, I the preacher, I the preacher, I the preacher. And so he called himself the preacher, because there's no higher calling than to be a preacher. He could have said, I am the king, but he said, I am the preacher. And so David challenged his son and told him to build a temple. He said, may the Lord God give you the good judgment to follow all his laws when he makes you king of Israel. For if you carefully obey the rules and regulations, then you'll be strong and courageous and you're going to prosper. He said, by hard work, here's what David said to his son and to those others that day. He said, by hard work, I've collected several billion dollars worth of gold and stone, and I've hired carpenters in order to help you build the house of the Lord. So he said, the Lord God is with you. Now try with every fiber of your being to obey the Lord your God, and you will soon be bringing the ark and the other holy articles of worship into the temple of the Lord. So David was called to help prepare and supply the preachers. Hallelujah. Gene and I have been called to lead Breakout Radio Church, and one of our primary calls is to help supply the shortage of preachers in America and around the world. How long has it been since you have heard someone say, God has called me to preach, and I'm going to go preach the gospel? I believe that preaching should be a primary call. My dad started preaching when he was 40 years old, preparing the way for me to preach the gospel. My dad never preached out of America, and yet Gene and I have gone to many cities and many nations of the world, but my dad prepared the way for me. I heard him early in the morning praying and saying, God, use my son Dale and work in his life. And my dad, even though he never preached, pastored a church of over 100 people, he was preparing a place for me. And Gene and I, today, we are preparing a place for preachers of the gospel, for those of you that have a stirring in your heart to preach. Hallelujah. Gene and I, for 52 years, have been preparing a supply for preachers. And we are a church called to supply the need for preachers, to pray for preachers, to help support those whose primary call is to preach or to preach ourselves. We are a church that are called to go into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. And so David, you know, David, the Lord called David to build an altar. And it says in 2 Samuel 24, Gad came that day to David and said to him, go up, erect an altar to the Lord and the threshing floor of Arnah the Jebusite. So David, according to the word of God, of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. Now Aruna looked and saw the king and his servants coming toward him. So Aruna went out and bowed before the king with his face to the ground, giving him honor. Then Aruna said, why is my lord the king come to his servants? What are you doing in my house? And David said, to buy the threshing floor from you, to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people. And Aruna said to David, let my lord the king take and offer up whatever seems good to him. Look here, oxen for burnt offering, threshing for implements, and the yokes of the oxen for wood. All these, O king, Aruna has given to you. And Aruna said to the king, may the Lord your God accept you. Then the king, David said, no, I'm not going to take it for nothing. But I will surely buy it from you for a price, nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which costs me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen and for the altar. I'm here to tell you today that Gene and I have been preparing the way for those of you that have a call of God upon your life. We have, for 52 years, we have been preparing a supply for the preachers that are members of this church. And we are a church called to help supply the need, the shortage of preachers in America and preachers around the world. We are a supply station. Yes, we are. And it's not come free. It does. You may say, well, you know, I enjoy coming to Breakout Radio Church listening. It's no big problem. You know, if I attend or don't attend, and I know that Dale and Gene Gentry are trying to do something. No, we're not trying to do something. We are doing something. We are obeying the call of God as we have done for the past 52 years. And I want to tell you something. If you preach the gospel, if you do something for God, it will cost you something, because nothing is free. It's not free. And I know that some people, they go to a church and they never give a dime. And they don't realize that a building has been built, and the pastor has gone through and his wife has gone through a lot of things to supply the message. There's electricity that needs to be paid. There are utilities that have to be paid. It took money to lay the foundation and put the building up. It takes money in order to pay people to help you. And yet I know of some people that go into church in and out, and they never give one dime. They're freeloaders. Freeloaders. There's some people that may attend Breakout Radio Church. They never give a dime. They never give an offering. They're freeloaders. And they just think it's all free. It's no big job. It's no big deal. All you have to do is just put a microphone in front of you and preach the gospel. No, you don't realize that for 52 years I've been preparing to lead this church, Gene and I. And it's not been free. Gene and I took our grandchildren one day to Disney World, and we were going to have our picture made. We were going into a restaurant, and a guy said to me, I want to take your picture. I said, is it free? And he said, sir, nothing is free. You got to understand that somebody has paid the price. Even in America, we live in America today, and we do not feel in danger that some nation is going to overtake us, because somebody has paid the price. Somebody's given life or blood or limb in order that we might have free. We have this gospel that is being preached into all the world, because a son of God named Jesus went to the cross of Calvary and shed his blood that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It is not free. Nothing is free. It's not free. And we, Gene and I, have been laying up for 52 years. We have been preparing. We have been preparing. Hallelujah. Those of you that want to preach the gospel, those of you that want to do the will of God, you say, how do I know if I'm called to preach? Because you have a passion. If you have to say, well, I'm not sure I'm called, then you're not called. When you are called to preach, it consumes you. I know when I was called to preach, I heard the voice of the Lord in June of 1966, when David Wilkerson, the prophet, was preaching, heard the Lord say, would you preach my gospel? Will you preach my gospel? And I said, yes. But I knew that I was called not just because I heard a voice, but because I had great passion. I was consumed with it. It was like fire shut up in my bones, and I had no other choice but to preach the gospel. Gene, I said, Gene, will you go with me? Because I did not know where we were going to go. But once you're called to preach the gospel, that is your primary call. You don't know where you're going to go. You don't know what the cost may be. It may cost you everything. It may cost you your finances. It may cost you your reputation. It may cost you your job. It may cost you your business. It may cost you having to leave your family and your friends and your loved ones. It may cost you everything to preach the gospel. And so we need today, we must have Holy Ghost preachers, people that are consumed with the call, the passion. I will preach the gospel. What does it mean to preach the gospel? It means that you raise your voice. The Bible said that on the day of Pentecost, Peter raised his voice and preached with a loud voice. And he preached to those on the day of Pentecost. He was the first Pentecostal preacher. I'm not ashamed to be called a Pentecostal preacher, one who raises their voice and proclaims. I know there's teachers that teach line upon line, precept upon precept, but a preacher is one that has a message. It burns within them. Where does the message come? It comes out of the prayer closet. I get in my prayer closet and I begin to pray, and the Holy Spirit begins to give me revelation, and he begins to give me the bones of a message, and then I put the message together. Hallelujah. I raise my voice and I begin to share the message, and people respond to the word of the Lord. Lord. The primary call of John the Baptist was preaching. John came preaching the gospel. The primary call of Jesus was preaching. He said this in Luke chapter 4. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel." Hallelujah. And then, of course, he raised the dead. He cast out devils. He healed the sick. But the primary call was to preach. And what's happening today is that we have a shortage in the land of men and women, young people, old people, that are not preaching. Their primary call is not preaching. They're trying to do something else and they preach on the side. I believe today that God is calling men and women, young men, old men, young men, young women, old women, to preach. I believe he's calling people that have given up preaching. I believe he's recalling. There is a call and a recall today, but it costs you something. It's not free. And Jean, when she said, "I'll go where you want, wherever you go," she probably did not realize the cost. We moved out of a home that we had lived in less than a year, our first home, into a 35-foot trailer. We went from church to church, taking our 2-year-old son and every night to church. And then later we had a little baby girl, and Jean and I, Jean would go and dress the kids and take care of the kids while I was preaching and sitting on the front row encouraging me. And in the 52 years that we have been preaching the gospel, we've been married for 57 years. Jean has lived in 21 different houses in 52 years, and it's not free. It costs something. And today we have a generation of managers, monitors, and they're always trying to build, many of them trying to build their own kingdom. We have churches that are being franchised, churches that have major ministries, send a couple hundred people in, and that's everything is already paid for. And so many small churches are being driven out, because there are franchise churches. And I prophesied this years ago. I'm not trying to cast aspersions today, but we have ready-made churches. When my dad started a church in Comanche, Oklahoma, he started under a little brush arbor. We actually started in our home. And my mom gave up the privacy of her home, and we had people to come into our home. And then my dad bought a little piece of property on a dirt road at the end of a street in Comanche, Oklahoma. He built what was called then as a brush arbor. And you build a frame, and then you get tree limbs, and you put over the brush arbor in case it might rain. The people would be partially protected. And then on the ground, he went and put sawdust. He went to the mill, got sawdust, put it on. And then he got 2x4s, and he put boards over the 2x4s. And then he strung up some lights, and he started having a revival. Nobody came for a little while, but every night my dad would preach. Every morning, I would hear him say, "Oh, God, anoint me to preach tonight. Hallelujah." And my dad preached the gospel, and I saw him as a little boy, and I saw him go from business place to business place, and he would ask the business people if they'd like to help him build a church because he didn't have enough church members. I watched my dad build a cement block church and watched it go up, and my dad out there laboring sometimes he would work all day painting houses so he could preach at night. It costs something. I'm not here today because somebody did not pay the price. I'm here today because somebody paid the price. I'm here today because my wife was willing to pay the price. And we are here today because we have been preparing. For those of you that are attending church today, you have a call of God on your life. You cannot ignore that. You cannot silence that. The fire that is burning inside of you to preach the gospel, Breakout Radio Church, we must supply the preachers. We must supply the preachers, the messengers, the people that have been called. So Gina and I have been preparing. And when I begin to look at all the places that we've been preaching, Gene doesn't want me to call all these names that I want, but Gene and I have gone. I mean, we are here today at Breakout Church, but not because we got some idea that we're going to pastor a radio church. We're here because we have been going from city to city, from town to town for years and years. We have been preparing. We have been helping build the church. The church of God is not just in one geographical location. The church of God is, there is a local church that was built by with brick and mortar and stones. But you must understand that Jesus preached in many different places, not just in buildings. There's a lot of people that just want to wait on a place, a pastor to invite them. That used to be more common because churches had services several times a week, but now most of them just have one service on Sunday morning. And so my dad, when he was called to preach, other churches, other pastors did not invite him to preach, so he preached in his home. He preached under a brush arbor that he prepared on the end of a dirt street in a little town in Oklahoma. He preached in jails. I would watch my dad go on Saturday afternoon and take his Bible and open his Bible and preach on the streets of a small town where he had opened a church with his own hands. He tore off the padlock and mowed down the Johnson grass and started a church. There are many places to preach. And if you preach, I'm preaching on radio, and we have every Sunday we give people an opportunity to preach. And some people say, well, it's just too much trouble to try to record a sermon. Don't be a sissy. Don't be a little sissy, a crybaby. People have given their lives to preach the gospel. Sure, it takes an effort. And that's why that Gene and I have traveled these 52 years across America, preaching in Ringling, Oklahoma, Randlett, Oklahoma, Wichita Falls, Texas, Kingfisher, Oklahoma, Minco, Oklahoma, Lubbock, Texas, Amarillo, Texas, Odessa, Texas, Weatherford, Texas, Liberal, Kansas, Independence, Kansas, Wichita, Kansas, Carlsbad, New Mexico, Jow, New Mexico, Dinuba, California, Kansas City, Missouri, Church Point, Louisiana. That's why we have preached in London, England, and Frankfurt, Germany, in Jerusalem, Israel, in the Bahamas and Jamaica, Marshall Islands, in Canada, and Scotland and Belgium and Romania, Congo, Africa, Burundi, Africa, Kenya, Africa. We preached in Haiti. We preached in Russia and India and Spain and Ireland. What am I talking about? I'm talking about we've gone building his church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living in different homes, staying in hotels night after night, week after week. One year, Gene was only able to be at home at 6 weeks. Don't tell Gene Gentry it did not cost something. It has cost our lives. It has cost our lives in order to be able to spread the gospel, to preach the gospel. And don't minimize me preaching on the radio. I could be preaching in one local church. I did not minimize that. But I'm preaching to people across America and around the world on Sunday mornings. That there is a price to be paid. It took a lot of money to get this radio station going so I could preach. It's not free. And we're not charging you. We're not charging you to listen, but everybody needs to be participating. Hallelujah. Everybody needs to be giving. Everybody needs to join us in Jesus' name in order to preach the gospel. We have been preparing the way for a long time to preach. We are preaching today. Jean and I are preaching. You may not hear her doing public preaching, but whoever supports me, the Bible said that whoever stays with the stuff receives the same reward that those that go out. So Jean has been sitting on the front row, even here at Breakout Radio Church today. She's sitting here in the ministry center supporting me as she's done for so many, many years. I am so very, very thankful and grateful for her. Could have never done it, but it's cost us something. It's cost her something. She could have lived in one home. She could have lived and our children gone to one school or one church, but she chose to follow me and for us to work together. And I believe that preaching is a lifetime call. I know that I'm stirred up today. I know that I'm raising my voice because my dad, O.C. Gentry, said, son, if you can't preach good, you preach loud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter raised his voice, and when we preach, there is a fire that is ignited inside of us. There is a supernatural energy that is ignited inside of us. And I am declaring today that there are people that are attending Breakout Radio Church, and there's a call of God upon your life. And you may say, well, I've never heard the voice, but you know if there's a call because you don't have an option. I did not have an option. I did not have an invitation, so I would would go in every afternoon after I got in from the radio station, after I had lunch with my wife and spent a little time with my wife and son. I would go in to my room and I would preach to the wall. That's why we give you opportunities at bpnradio.com on Preaching Sunday. We give opportunities for people to preach. And it's not just about people that hear you. It's about yourself. I need to preach so I will keep the fire burning in my heart. The prophet said, stir yourself up. I will stir myself up to take hold of God. And so even if no one listened, I would preach anyhow. I know that I'm preaching to a screen. That's all that I saw. But that's all I see at the moment. But I know there's people listening going down the road, wherever you may be. I don't know what nation you live in, but you're hearing my voice and you're responding. There's a stirring because I'm giving a call today for preachers. And I'm giving a call today that if you're not a preacher, to say, I'm going to help preachers at Breakout Radio Church. I'm going to help you, Pastor Dale Gentry. You're a preacher. I'm going to help you help other preachers. Hallelujah. And I am preparing, Gene and I are preparing for the next generation to preach the gospel. People coming out of obscurity that have a fire burning inside of them. They are not a monitor. They're not a manager. We got managers and monitors. Today, we got people that go and just watch someone on a screen, and they never participate, and there's no commitment. They go in and they go out. Someone monitoring the service, someone managing the affairs. And so many preachers today, their primary call is not preaching. They spend 40 or 50 or 60 hours doing managing work and a monitoring work, and spend maybe an hour on getting ready to preach. The preaching of a pastor is the main thing. That's why the disciples, they said, we're going to turn all of this managing business over to others. We're going to give that to the deacons, and we are going to give ourselves to prayer and to preaching. We're going to give ourselves to prayer and preaching. Hallelujah, because that is a lifetime call. It's not a temporary call. You say, well, you know, if I have time, I'm going to preach a little bit. No, don't preach a little bit. In fact, if you're only going to preach a little bit, don't preach at all. You got to preach. You're consumed with preaching. My dad, he preached on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, sometimes Friday night. But I would go into the church as a boy, and he would be walking up and down the aisles, flinging his hands back and forth, preaching the gospel, going back and forth preaching. I remember when Gene and I pastored our first church in Holiday, Texas in 1967. I would go out in the daytime. It wasn't enough to preach three or four times. I would go out in the daytime and preach because I was consumed with preaching. Preaching, the call to preach will consume you. Hallelujah. One day I looked up and a man was working inside the church and he had stopped. He was doing some painting or repair work and he looked and I didn't know that anybody was there, but I didn't care. I just wanted to preach a gospel. And I declare in Jesus' name that God is calling up a whole new generation of preachers, young preachers, old preachers, men, women, men preachers, women preachers, to preach. And I'm going to give a call today in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to people about preaching. That'll be their primary call. They may have to do other things to help support their ministry. There may be other people that won't support their ministry. Hallelujah. So they may have to work in the day so they can preach at night. I don't know. But there's a price that's been paid. And Gene and I, we are a voice of commitment that we have been preparing like David prepared. He said, I worked hard so that my sons could preach. So Gene and I have worked real hard. We've given our lives for the gospel. We've given our lives for the gospel. And I believe that God is calling many of you today to preach the gospel, to go into all the world and preach. Hallelujah. Paul said to Timothy, you preach. You preach the word. You be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming soon. What is the gospel? The gospel is the gospel of Jesus. The words of Jesus. Jesus is coming soon. I believe that God is calling 11th hour workers, according to Matthew chapter 20, to come out of obscurity, no names, not trying to build their own church, build their own ministry, build their own work, but build his house. And that's what Dale and Gene Gentry are doing today. We are building the house of God. We've been preparing the house of God. We've been preparing the way. So I'm giving a call today. I'm giving a call today in Jesus' name. I'm calling you today. I believe that there are people that's being called today right now in Jesus' name. The call to preach the gospel is going out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. David Wilkerson preached that June night in 1966. And God called me to preach, and I went home and told Jean, and she said, I'll share the call. I'll share the call. I believe that God is calling some couples. The man may preach and the women support the call, or the woman may preach and the man support the call. I don't know, but it's two people working together. Hallelujah. Maybe you're single. You say, I'm just going to give myself to preaching. Hallelujah. Don't quench the fire. Don't let the fire go out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, preach. Preach. Be instant in season, out of season. Get ready to preach. Hallelujah. Because somebody's prepared the way. Somebody's prepared the way. Somebody prepared the way. Hallelujah. How do I know that I'm called to preach? Because there's fire in your belly. There's fire in your bones. You can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. Would you respond today? I'm praying for you in Jesus' name. Let us know. Let me know how I can serve you, how I can help you. I'm here to help you. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. We have a new church number, and all you have to do is call our new church number, 512-633-0966. Or you can, my personal email address is DaleGeneGentry@cs.com. DaleGeneGentry@cs.com. If you want to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, just go to bpnradio.com and click on Breakout Radio Church. There's a membership link there. And if you don't know Jesus, say these words after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. With your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Find you a local church. And if you don't have a local church, then you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. We're here to help any way we can. We're to help support the local church. We're building the church of Jesus Christ, the worldwide church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're called to preach, find a place to preach. Amen. Jesus preached in prisons. He preached in synagogues. He preached in churches. He preached in the wilderness. He preached by the seashore. He preached in boats. He preached anywhere he could find. Preach. Hallelujah. Well, Gene, it's been a wonderful day. I've been kind of out of control this morning.
You have been a little out of control, but it's been great. You know, God has been so faithful the past 52 years.
Yes, he has.
We've never asked what we could get out of the ministry, but what we could give back.
Yeah.
And God has been so faithful, and I'm so thankful for all of you and grateful.
Hallelujah.
It's been a great day.
Thank you, Gene. I love you so much.
Thank you
for working with me. We've made a lot of great memories.
We have.
We've laid up places for our sons and daughters to preach.
Yes, we
Hallelujah.
Have.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And God bless you for coming to church today. We've got to make room for more preachers. Listen throughout the day on bpnradio.com. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thank you for coming to Breakout Radio Church.